Don't change America. God bless America and the red, white, and blue. That's why I stand with the flag and I do walk the cross. Oh, for the friends I have loved and lost, and I still believe in God we trust. Welcome to We Are the News Now with host Dan Hennen on Eternal Affairs Media. Hello, my name is Dan. Today is May 30th, 2022, and our show will be about current events, in particular events that were on the news last week that really shouldn't have been, or maybe better served as a distraction. And then I'll bring you the news that should have been on that did not make the news, that wasn't anywhere near the news. That's the what we try to do here in this 30-minute segment show each week is give a current events and a one-stop shop. You can get your summary of world geopolitic events in one stop without having to wonder what is fake and what is real. Keep in mind, this is a faith-based program. As always, we'll start out with a prayer. To our Father God Almighty, we humbly submit ourselves and this show to you. In the name of Yeshua, your Son, I take the blood of Christ and apply it to this live stream, the recording, show, every listener, right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over our ministry, all families, and this great nation of America. May you, God, be with each and every listener right now, where they are, and while they tune into the show. God bless each and every one of them. Thank you. And we pray in the name of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, let's get started. We have a lot to cover. Now, in the recent events was the Texas school shooting. I do believe that may warrant an entire episode by itself. I'm not going to get into that on this show here, as we've got a lot of things in the news, including the Buffalo shooter, the results of the Buffalo shooting and what was really behind that. So I'll touch on the Texas school shooting next week. Starting off, the Arizona county that's featured in the 2000 Mules movie is seeking now to open an investigation into the matter. This came out May 14th. You know, the 2000 Mules movie, very good documentary, very, very good. It's all based on facts, evidence. It's just no opinions, so it's nice. It's based on video surveillance, and it is right to the point. Much like the movie Absolute Proof that Mike Lindell from MyPillow has been behind and was in charge of releasing that. All proof. Whether you like Mike Lindell or not, it doesn't matter. It's not his words. It's the words of the experts that are behind this presidential election fraud. So Arizona County, that's featured in 2000 Mules, is waking up. It looks like they're going to open an investigation into the matter. Now, this last week, Putin announced he had blood cancer on May 14th. President Xi from China was announced that he now has a deadly brain aneurysm. So I'm not sure here what is real or not. If any of these stories are true, there's so much propaganda going on and there's so much distraction, it's hard to keep these things straight. Now, I highly doubt that Putin and President Xi from China have any of these things, but because of what is really in the news, I would have to believe that that's some sort of distraction to make the front page, to have these other stories slide in on page two or three of the newspaper, so to say. Now, the abortion debate was huge. The baby formula debate was huge. This past week, you know, we got the baby formula shortage. There's only one company in the U.S. that makes the baby formula. All the rest comes from other countries. It's all imported, and everything's on delay with container ships and everything, so it's causing this big fuss. Well, at the very same time, Bill Gates has announced, yes, the very same Bill Gates, we've been in the news with the vax and the Moderna, the COVID vax, this J&J, the Pfizer, the COVID-19, all of this nonsense. A computer Microsoft executive is now the world's leading doctor giving advice on what to do for people with COVID. Well, his company is now introducing this simulated I don't want to say simulator, but it's another alternate form of baby milk, like formula. It's going to be competing with baby formula. Now, all of a sudden, we get this big baby shortage the same week that he announces this new company is producing mass quantities of baby formula. So these things are not coincidences. If you think that they are, they're just happenstance. They come out this way. Boy, what are the chances of that? Well, these things are the way it's going. We're living in a clown show. It's almost ridiculous that it's so obvious. Now we have the abortion debate. What did we hear leaked a couple of weeks ago? The Supreme Court, Roe versus Wade could be overturned. Well, that may be true. It may not be true. The leak may be legit and more than likely is not legit. But all it's doing is putting Roe versus Wade and abortion front page of the news. Does it matter if Roe versus Wade is overturned or not? Now, I had a buddy of mine filled me in and just said to make it clear on the show, because a lot of the population does not understand this, whether or not Roe versus Wade is overturned or kept or upheld or whatever, it's irrelevant because each of the 50 states has their own rules and laws regarding abortion in their state, whether it's legal, whether it's illegal, whether it's legal in the first trimester, whether it's illegal altogether, or only legal for the first 8 to 10 weeks. I don't know what the rules are, but all 50 states have their own rules and laws. If people don't like it and they want to get an abortion, their state doesn't have it, they simply cross over to the next state that does and gets it there. It is a state issue. It is a state issue. Either the states will update their rules based on Roe versus Wade if it gets overturned, or they won't update their rules. Now, we know almost for a fact that the leak at the Supreme Court level was faked. I don't see that happening. In the wake of all this other nonsense going on, we get this random leak that makes front page news. I think that is fake, and that is an orchestrated event. We already know the folks on the Supreme Court are all compromised anyway. All nine, not two or three. There's not a couple good ones. There's not a couple bad ones. The whole thing is corrupt. The whole DOJ is corrupt. So it really doesn't matter. But the abortion debate and the liberals going off and the conservatives going off and the liberals, it's all back and forth. And this fighting is what they want is this civil war, people fighting each other all the time and spending all their time doing that versus really researching the news. I don't think the Roe versus Wade has anything to do with the with anything, whether it gets overturned or not, or whether it was the leak or not, it should not be in the news at all. So that's all I've got to say on that is watch what's really being distracting you from. Now, the Michael Sussman trial began Monday, May 16th, and that is the gentleman with the indictment there with Igor Danchenko, Michael Sussman, Kevin Kleinsmith. Those three were the ones indicted in the case with the Russia collusion fake story with the Steele dossier. That trial started May 16th. Hunter Biden's emails dropped on May 15th. Yes, all 125,000 of them. Now, I don't see this in the news at all. We kept hearing about the abortion and baby formula shortage, but Hunter Biden's emails are now available and made public. This was done on May 15th. There's 125,000 emails that are now made available. Remember, that's the son of the sitting president. That's not front page news. It makes you reconsider when you start hearing this abortion debate and baby formula debate and men having getting pregnant and having abortions, all this nonsense. Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, he's a Democrat in the Pennsylvania race, had a stroke on May 13th. He's in that race for the Pennsylvania Senate. And he had a stroke, and many are wondering, because he was healthy and in good shape, was it something to do with the vaccine? Was it something to do with the booster or the second booster? I don't know, but we're seeing all these strange situations of healthy, working people having these random strokes and myocarditis and heart attacks and dropping dead. Something to think about. I don't know if that's the case there, but I just wanted to bring it up. The state of Colorado now has confirmed that the state will allow abortions in the third term of the woman's pregnancy. This is months 7, 8, and 9 of a pregnancy. Abortions that late should never be allowed at all. But if you don't believe me, look it up. It came out May 15th, the state of Colorado. Third term abortions. This should be front page news. But all we hear about Roe versus Wade, people are getting abortions in the third trimester. Not okay. Now, the new CFO for Moderna has stepped down after only one day on the job. This came out May 15th. Remember the first, the CFO of existing Moderna doing the vaccinations stepped down. Now, keep in mind, the CFO of a company is the leading financial person, the financial officer. When times are tough, you see a lot of CFOs step down. Very rare is it to see a company doing well, especially as well as Moderna. You see a gentleman step down in a position of CFO. I'm not sure why they ever would step down. Money's coming in hand over fist, literally. The person steps down. I find that very odd. Now, the new person comes in and works one day and leaves. There's your indicator. There's your indicator that something is not right. Something is goofy. Something is strange. Something is not on the up and up. Now, shows like this have been telling the public all along for the last 20 months that something's not right with COVID. All it needs is you to go back and research event 201, where it tells in plain that this was all fake to begin with and all a big hoax. Now, keep in mind, that's not saying the virus itself is a hoax. It is real. There is a virus. People are getting sick. But the virus is not killing anybody. It's killing the folks that have other symptoms, other types of things. So that's why they're inflating the numbers to make it look just as horrible, horrible disease. Michael Flynn, remember Michael Flynn from the days of, Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, Michael Flynn, the former general, files a $50 million lawsuit in the Russia probe. And basically he's saying, you know what, all the lies that were slandered against me regarding that, you know that the Russia collusion and the Steele dossier are faked. And that's what I talked about, the Sussman case, the Danchenko case, the Kleinsmith case. That all relates to that. These people are all indicted and on trial. Flynn says, hey, don't forget me. You know, I can win a $50 million lawsuit for what you put me through and my family. Remember, Michael Flynn did nothing. The only thing he did was plead guilty to something he didn't do because the FBI threatened to do something to his son. Yes. So we get all this illegal blackmail going on, and then you wonder why they do the investigation and found out, well, he couldn't have pled guilty to that because he didn't do it. They asked him why he pled guilty. Well, there was threats going on. So now he's going to do a counter $50 million suit. The France prime minister resigns. This was back May 16th. Macron will unveil the successor. Another, I call it an interesting story with all these things, people stepping down and whatnot. Now, the next topic that was big news this week, men can become pregnant and have abortions. Did you see the Senate hearing where the woman testified on the Senate floor by interviewed by Representative Dan Bishop and actually asked her that question? Do you think men can become pregnant and then also have the right to an abortion after that? And she says, yes, that's what I think. And then Representative Mike Johnson also asked, do you think women can have abortions or men after the 9 months are up and the baby is born and the baby is out? She's given birth, she or he, I guess. Could you have an abortion after that and kill the child after it's already been born? She says, yes, it's their right to make whatever decision they want. So this is how ludicrous these topics are. Speaking of ludicrous, May 18th. Yet another food processing plant fire, this time in Arizona, down in Phoenix. Now, if this isn't front page news, I don't know what should be. Food processing plants are on fire and burning down. I think there's over a dozen of them now in the U.S. alone. And yet the nightly news keeps saying there's this food shortage. Put it together, folks. Problem, reaction, solution. These things are done on purpose. Yes, food processing plants do not just burn up every day. And there's not just one or two of them by accident. We now have over 12 in the U.S., but no one can put together the fact that these are not just happening by coincidence, but yet we have a food shortage, a baby formula shortage. You got to take a step back and look at the big picture. It's just too bizarre. Speaking of bizarre, Allianz, the health insurance provider Allianz, is going to be paying $5.8 billion in payouts because of a funds scandal that came out in the news May 17th. Well, $5.8 billion from a scandal that they got to now pay out. I don't think I heard a wink of that on mainstream media at all. That is pretty huge. Now, Allianz, remember, Allianz is a German company operating here in the U.S., based in Germany, part of the Third Reich that went underground after World War II. This is part of that group. I don't want to call them Nazi companies, but in the aftermath of World War II, all these companies left and the people and the companies from the Third Reich all went underground. Yes, it is correct. We did not defeat the Third Reich. The U.S. did not defeat the Third Reich at all. The Third Reich merely went underground and fled. All the leaders, including Hitler and everyone else, all fled to Argentina and South America, and these companies all came over to the U.S., and the U.S. government and big businesses started hiring all their scientists in the form of Project Paperclip. And so we were hiring all of these ex-Nazis, and we're bringing the companies over here. Allianz, one of those that goes way back to World War II, back to the Third Reich. Yes, I would not do business with Allianz. Jack Dorsey says he's going to be leaving Twitter. The board, stepping down from the board at Twitter. That's odd, but it's interesting to note once again. Speaking of stepping down, the Disinformation and Governance Board, Nina Jankovic, she stepped down. Remember the woman that took over as the Biden has declared her the head of this whole group called the Disinformation Board or the Ministry of Propaganda, I'll call it. They're going to try to fix the disinformation that's going on out there and hire this woman and start fixing it all. Well, now she stepped down. There's really not much to govern because it's this whole operation that's the one putting it all out. It's the Biden administration that's putting out the disinformation. I don't think they need a board for it, but the general public who believe that Trump and the conservatives are the bad guys are the ones thinking that Biden is doing very good and all the propaganda is all from the Republican side. Big difference there, big difference. Monkeypox is in the news. May 18th, the very first case. So now we have monkeypox in the news. We're still kind of coronavirus, COVID is kind of cycling through its life cycle and it's kind of finishing up and it's not really much in the news as far as the media. Well, now we got to bring in monkeypox. Now keep in mind, a human can't get monkeypox per se unless in rare instances and it leaves them feeling sick or ill, but it's not a big harmful thing that kills you. Monkeypox is being delivered in the news as this big, huge, deadly disease that everyone can get because it's so contagious. Keep in mind, put on your thinking caps, get your critical thinking cap on. This is not the case. Monkeypox does not spread like that. It never has. So it's just more lies in the propaganda machine. Georgia has announced that 122 counties in the state of Georgia cannot find or cannot produce videos of their drop boxes from the 2020 election for the president. The presidential election, if you're going to put up drop boxes in your state, they have to be under surveillance. That's what they used in the movie 2000 Mules. You can't just put up a drop box. You have to have it under surveillance. So what they did for 2000 Mules was get the FOIA requests to get the surveillance of those drop boxes and line them up with who was depositing the large amounts and when and who were making multiple stops with the cell phone records, more than 5 or 10 stops at multiple locations in the same city in one single day. That's how they got the footage to put out there in 2000 Mules. Now, they did say that it was also required that the states and the locations to have a video surveillance on and working on every single, pointed at every single drop box they have in the state. Well, they asked Georgia, 102 counties in the state of Georgia, none of them can produce any video surveillance of any of the drop boxes from November 2020. Shouldn't that be front page news? I'm not even kidding. Shouldn't that be a front page news story? Now, the Buffalo shooting. I'm going to spend the rest of the show on the Buffalo shooting. Aaron Salter was the victim there. There was 10 people killed in that Tops supermarket in Buffalo. Heavily black neighborhood, 10 people killed. 9 of them were random people shopping. Random shoppers in the store. One was the night security guard, or the security guard there working, Aaron Salter. What wasn't mentioned is that he was currently developing a hydrogen technology for cars and was in the process of having patent officials look at it. Patent examiners look at that. Now, Aaron Salter, age 55, from Lockport, New York, one of the 10 dead, he was a security guard, a former police officer for many years, retired, was working security guard at the store, and in the spare time he was doing some engineering. Remember, he's the one who fired shots at the shooter to try to kill him. He engaged the shooter, fired shots at him. The shooter was wearing protective vests, protective clothing, body armor, was not injured. The shooter then went around, killed him and everyone else, and at the end, for some odd reason, just gave up and surrendered. That whole story seems odd. But was Mr. Salters assassinated on purpose and the mass shooting carried out as a cover for the assassination of Aaron Salter? I just think it's strange that it happened on his ship, probably on the purpose of killing him. His project was to run car engines on water. He has some videos online from 2015 and 2016 of him doing this. He was transforming engine cars. He showed an example of a Ford F-150 pickup truck running on gas, and then he converts it over to hydrogen, running it on water, running the engine on water, and it ran just fine. He was going to get some patents for that. Sadly enough, he announced it, and then it was part of the mass shooting. Now, that may be coincidence, but the story is very similar to Stanley Meyer. Remember Stanley Meyer, poisoned in 1998 after eating breakfast at a Denny's in 1998 after meeting Belgian businessmen that wanted to buy his patent. Guess what his patent was? His patent was running vehicles on water, water-run engines. He declined to sell his patent to Belgian investors at a Denny's, and they gave him some cranberry juice to drink. And remember, he's the one that went out after coughing up and knowing something was in that drink. He was outside in the parking lot coughing and vomiting and yelling to people, "They've poisoned me. They poisoned me." Dropped dead and was killed. Remember, same thing. He had a patent on automobiles that run on water. Well, the automobile industry and those in the oil industry and Middle East interests and big automaker lobbies are not going to like a guy coming up making a patent on a car that you can run with water from your garden hose in from your back of your home. These people are killed off. I remember once the story of a person who invented seaweed to be able to process seaweed from the ocean that's all plentiful in the ocean, to process that into running an automobile too. Well, that individual went missing. So back to Stanley Meyer. Stanley Meyer was killed, poisoned, something he drank in his cranberry juice, fell, but yelled out that they poisoned me. Now, his family, who also still don't buy the story that he just died of natural causes or a heart attack, did report that a week later, his dune buggy and all of his experimental equipment were stolen. He's working on a dune buggy back in 1998 that ran purely on water. That was stolen. The individual was killed. Stanley Meyer killed. He had a whole bunch of experimental equipment to work on this stuff was gone, wiped off. Remember, if they're going to kill you and prohibit you from doing something that they don't want, they're not going to keep your equipment around so someone else can do it and take on and move forward with the patent. They got rid of it. The family says since day one, they didn't buy the story. Now, there's an entire documentary on YouTube about Stanley Meyer. I do recommend watching that to get a big, full picture of this man's life, what he did, what he accomplished, and what he was working on to change the automobile industry here in the U.S. and worldwide. He got so far that was going to sell it, make money from a couple of Belgian investors, which were probably just limited hangouts and people brought in on undercover to hear about the information of where all this stuff is stored. They kill him after having someone allegedly probably working in the kitchen and serving up that drink, and that's it. Within a week, the equipment stolen, the dune buggy stolen, all of it's gone. So rest in peace, Stanley Meyer. Rest in peace, Aaron Salter. Now what the media did, and here's what they will do on cases like this where they know it's fishy and they're in on the story, the media, they ended up hailing him as a hero. So if you go back and do a search on Buffalo Shooter, the victims of the Buffalo shooting at that Tops Market, Aaron Salter's name comes up first because he was the hero. He was hailed as a hero for fighting back, shooting at the bad guy, and too bad, but he lost that battle and lost his fight and was dead. So they actually make him the key part of the story, elevate his name in the story, while at the same time completely burying what he was actually working on and the patents that he was dealing with that were about to be potentially approved as far as automobiles running on hydrogen, a hydrogen conversion into water water vehicles. So he was made a liability, had to be disposed of, and that's why I do believe that a mass shooting like that took place in Buffalo, because where else can you have random killings? That it doesn't matter who you kill when you're thinking of this, when you're thinking of putting together an orchestrated event like the Buffalo shooting, what better place to have it in a black neighborhood at a supermarket where 9 random people get killed, and underneath it all, the one guy that you really wanted dead the entire time, Aaron Salter, the man who had the patent to run automobiles on water, was the one killed. Remember, he was the only one that the shooter would have known when he would have been there, what shift he works, if they would have been engaging the shooter. That's why he had the body armor on. And the shooter, more than likely, I do believe it's one of those cases where the shooting did actually take place. The 9 people that were killed, including Salter, were killed. But the mass shooter probably had nothing to do with the shooting itself, other than carrying it out, probably under a state of hypnosis to some extent. Now, he was the target. I don't think the people, the operatives putting on a situation like this to make the killings, make the front page news. It benefits them because now you get the Second Amendment. Front page news is the Second Amendment. Front page news is a racial divide because they had this shooter as a white man who hated blacks. So they get to run. The media can run with all these side stories where everyone at the office now will talk about this story around the water cooler on breaks with their buddies, drinking beers at the bar. But no one will be talking about the man that invented this patent for running cars on water. I believe that he was the one killed on purpose. They had this patsy, like a Sirhan Sirhan type of an individual under hypnosis to trip him off to go killing people. But he had something that was his goal was to kill that security guard at Tops that they knew was going to approach him and engage him and fire upon him. And then you get this random very end of the story where the random shooter just says, you know what, I'm going to surrender now. I have all this ammunition on me, but I'll just peacefully surrender after he killed Aaron Salter. Operation successful in the eyes of the people that put these on, the deep state operatives that plan these false flags have many things going on behind the scenes. Rest in peace, Aaron Salter. Now, we now have Truth Premium on our website. For only $1.99 per month, you will see less ads, receive more exclusive and premium content, as well as have access to our Powered by Truth community forum. You can't beat $1.99 to support the truth. Go to premium.eamedia.online and sign up today. Also, check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Thank you. And there are many ways to support the truth. Thank you and God bless you. Now, Eternal Affairs Media has exciting news. Every patriot knows who Mike Lindell is. He's been courageous in his fight to bring transparency to election fraud in the 2020 election. Our exciting news is that we've partnered with Mike Lindell's MyPillow. And if you use promo code ETERNAL at MyPillow.com, you'll receive up to 66% off. Support Mike Lindell as well as Eternal Affairs Media by using promo code ETERNAL today. You can also call 800-795-5993 to get that special deal. Well, I'd like to thank our donors here for the month as well. Andy, Lisa, Reverend Dave, our premium subscribers, including Linda, David, Bruce, Dean, Sharla, Diana, Pamela, and Patreons, Alicia and Dan. Today is, well, my name is Dan. Today is May 30th. Thanks for listening. Feel free to share this episode, get this out there. Feel free to make comments as well in the comments section. Thanks for listening.